a quick reminder, during Advent and Lent, I like to preach my homily in two parts. And the first part is explaining why we do particular things at Mass and different aspects of the Mass, because it's so easy to find ourselves going through the motions that we forget that what we do has such deep and significant symbolism in it. We are a church of sacraments, that through baptism, water, through bread and wine, the Eucharist, that there is so much deep meaning that what we see is not often telling the full story. And so I like to preach one part kind of explaining some of those things, then the second part is the usual but shorter homily. And 2 weeks ago, I talked about the significance of holy water and why we bless ourselves with holy water as we enter into the church. And today I'd like to kind of follow the timeline and talk about the entrance procession, the very first thing that happens at Mass to start our liturgy. And to begin, we need to think about what a procession is. And a procession always has a destination, that you process to something. And so if we think of a wedding and the bride processes to her soon-to-be husband. And so when we think about Mass, we can think about what are we processing to as we begin Mass? Well, we process to this very altar, which represents Christ. And so at its foundation, the procession at the beginning of Mass is a procession towards God. And while it's technically only the ministers, the priests, the deacon, lectors, and servers who process down the aisle, we really represent everyone, the larger assembly. It's one of the reasons why we all face the same direction during Mass, to reflect that we are all moving in the same direction, moving specifically toward God. And this unified movement toward God, all moving together, is very important because the more unified we are, the easier and smoother the road the procession will be. And it is a reflection of how all of us outside of Mass are called to be living our life, moving towards God, and that we are processing in holiness together, not just as individuals, but together towards God in our holiness. Now, if you've ever been to a Packer game or stadium environment, you probably have experienced the same frustration I have when you're encountering someone who's walking against the flow of traffic or simply standing still, eating their hot dog or something, and that you have to kind of zigzag around them or stop suddenly, and you're not able to kind of move with everyone as smoothly as you would like. And those individuals, someone last night told me those are Bears fans, but those individuals kind of really cause a ripple of chaos in the crowd because the flow of traffic, in a sense, is disrupted. And the same holds true for us in our spiritual life, that when one of us stops suddenly or is standing still or going against, walking away from God, it causes great disruption, and that we have to zigzag around or stop suddenly because of them. Sometimes we're the ones who are stopping or not moving with the flow. And so it's a strange but beautiful aspect of our faith that when we grow in holiness, that the people it benefits the most are often the people around us, that we help make it easier for them to follow the flow of traffic and go towards God, that they do not have to stop or zigzag around. And so the procession before Mass represents the procession of all of our lives, our procession towards holiness, but especially our procession towards God. So I'm always just amazed that how these simple actions carry so much meaning within them that we don't even think about because we're so used to them. Okay, that was part one. On to part two. And I really love our reading from St. Paul, this second reading that we have, And it contains a line that I think is really inspiring, but carries a powerful question for ourselves to ask. And that is that St. Paul says that our kindness should be known to all. What a great thing to think about, that our kindness is known to everyone that we encounter. Which then follows, the question that follows is that true? Does everyone know of our kindness, or only certain people? Now, I was tested by this question actually very recently on Friday, just 2 days ago. For, as you know, the rectory is nearing completion right next door, and to get ready, I've been purchasing some things so I can just move in and make it really feel like home. And one of the things I recently purchased was a bed frame for my mattress so I could have a place to sleep. And there happened this week to be a shipping error when I received not one, but two bed frames this week. And one of them was mine, and the other was for an Ashley in Minnesota. And poor Ashley. But, you know, I have to admit that, you know, when I saw this happen and heard about it, that I wasn't really feeling any desire to make Ashley's problem my own. I was just thinking, you know, there's the company probably has the tracking number and they're going to figure it out and it'll work itself out. I also didn't really feel like helping someone from Minnesota in the first place anyway, so, but... But one of our project managers, thankfully, Anne, was rightfully sympathetic toward this person from Minnesota, this Ashley, and encouraged me to call the number that was on the package and to help her out. And so I did. So on Friday, I pick up the phone and I call her. And Ashley answered and I explained the situation, and she was really grateful that for the call because she had been waiting for this bed frame and now knew what the delay was. And I was able to send her a picture of the package, and the company sent her a new one, so everything's working out. But as we spoke, I was really humbled by her because she said something along these lines as we talked. She said, you know, thank you, really, for calling me and for reaching out. Because most people would have done nothing and said, well, it's too bad to be that person, and I'm glad I'm not in their shoes. That made me cringe inside because I was this close to being most people. And it just like struck me kind of how sad that was. That it wasn't the kindness of humanity that was known to Ashley, but the indifference of humanity. That is what she knew. And that acts of kindness were not the norm, that most people wouldn't be kind. What then should we do? This is the question that the crowds ask John in our gospel. In response to them echoes the answer that we hear from St. Paul in the second reading. What should we do? Your kindness should be known to all. Whoever has two cloaks, share with the person who has none. To change that for myself, whoever has two bed frames, share with Ashley, who has none. Whoever has food should do likewise. Stop collecting more than is prescribed. Do not practice extortion or falsely accuse anyone. In short, be kind. Be so kind that everyone knows your kindness. Is that really the case for us? Or do only some people know of our kindness? Does our spouse know of our kindness? Do our children know of our kindness? Do our coworkers and bosses know of our kindness? Do those our enemies and those we disagree with, those who have hurt us, do even know those people know of our kindness? For, as I'm the example, it is so easy to be like those most people who Ashley spoke about. Those who know of someone to be in need and simply do nothing. But Thank goodness that God himself does not work in this way. For in just over a week, we will see him become a little innocent, vulnerable child for us. Now, he could have stayed for heaven and in heaven, seen the state of the world, and said, well, that's too bad for you humans. That's your problem. Good luck with it. But in his kindness, he becomes one of us to save us. And because of this kindness, his kindness is known to all. That the world knows, in 9 days, the world knows the kindness of God. Even if they do not believe in him, even if they do not celebrate God, one just has to drive down 60 and count the number of nativities one sees, that they cannot escape from it. That on Christmas Day, the kindness of God is known to all. And so in these final 2 weeks of Advent, may we not be like most people, but have our kindness like God known to all, those in our own homes, but even those a phone call away in Minnesota.